Palladius, Giulianetta, Bardario, or even Erena lived here in the 6th century. If the names of these men and these women of Merovingian period are not foreign to us, it is because of their death. In fact, they were commemorated with epitaphs engraved on the paving stones of their sarcophaguses. In the 18th century, a wall necropolis was discovered around the church Saint-Genès, situated in the street of the same name. The current building shows a small Romanic or pre-Romanic apse. It was constructed in arcos, this fair stoneware of the nearby carriers, quarries of Montpérou. Coud is a place of confluence. In the central bend, we perceive the Béal or Bief, a channel derived of the river to feed meadows, orchards, mills and gardens. A little farther, the Couz Chambon was born in the lake of the same name and joins the Allier. As you go down the street called Vieille Route d'Histoire, you will reach a stone bridge of the 14th century. Its broken arch is raised 13 meters over the water. It allowed the medieval way to cross the Couz, some 10 meters upstream to the confluence. This plan is the ancestor of the main road 9, itself preceding the A75 freeway. Returning on your steps, you join the square of the church Saint-André and take time to observe the Romanic gate. Then take La Rue du Pont up to the quay of Allier. In the rashness and in the floods of Allier, no medieval bridge seems to have resisted. For centuries, only one tub allowed the local residents and the travelers to cross the river. Archives tell us disastrous misadventures of careless passengers of the 18th century, victims of the turbulences of the water. We must wait until 1846 for the technological innovation of the 19th century, for the suspension the bridge is built. The bridge was built on the right bank some years before the opening of the railroad and the station. Destroyed in 1944 by the Germans, it is reconstructed 3 years later and is strongly recommended to take a stroll from a bank to the other. Before leaving the place, you must know that Coud is a memory site of the canal transport on Allier. Near the visible rock on the left bank, there was situated an embarkation ramp for fir plantations. These boats were built in jumeaux. They were maneuvered by skillful bargemen, sometimes all the way to Paris. We loaded in the port of Coud stones of Montpérou, apples of the valleys of Couz, or barrels of the wine produced on the surrounding terraces. The street of Lannou, which goes back up a little farther on the left, evokes by its name this nautical activity, which decays in the middle of the 19th century with the arrival of the railroad.